When you talk about the food writer's food writer, Russ Parsons is one of them. He's been a food journalist for the LA Times for over two decades. And while he's covered nearly every topic in the food world during that time, at least once, he really loves to write about agriculture and how things are grown. Russ is author of How to Pick a Peach, The Search for Flavor from Farm to Table. Russ, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here again, Lynn. Thank you.
Russ, I'd like to talk about artichokes. Is it true that they only come from one town in California?
There is one town in California named Castroville. It's just a little burg. It's just north of Monterey, right on the Pacific Ocean. And from within 10 miles of that town, something like 85% of all of the artichokes that are grown in the United States come. It's an amazing kind of, it's a relic of an old kind of agriculture from when people didn't really eat artichokes that much, I guess.
Yeah. When are they in season?
Artichokes have two seasons, two prime seasons, and then there's a slump in the middle where they slow down. It's early in the spring and then late in the summer, like late summer, early fall. In between, they're available, but they don't bear as heavily, so there aren't quite as many of them, and they're likely to be more expensive.
So when you're buying artichokes, what should you look for?
The first thing that you look for with an artichoke isn't something that you actually look for. Pick it up, hold it next to your ear, and give it a good squeeze. If you hear a squeak, that's a good sign, because what happens with artichokes is that the leaves lose their crispness. Mm-hmm. And when they're squeaking like that and they offer some resistance, that's a really good sign. Don't worry about black spots on the outside or on the cut end of the stem or any of that. Artichokes have an enzyme in them that starts to blacken immediately when it's in contact with the air.
So that's not to worry about in any of that.
That's not to worry about. Now, when you're peeling artichokes, when you're cutting them up and stuff, you want to minimize that as much as possible because it will show up in the dish. So when you've cut up an artichoke, put it in water in which you've cut and squeezed the lemon.
Mm-hmm.
The water right. will keep the oxygen away. The lemon, the acidity from the lemon will delay that enzymatic reaction.
How long will an artichoke keep? How should you store it?
They'll keep probably a week in the refrigerator, depending on, you want to keep them in a bag. You don't want to wash them first. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a tendency with sometimes to wash them first, but if there's any moisture on the surface, that will start to break down the peel and it'll let infection in.
You say something in the book that's interesting. You say if you cook them for a brief amount of time, they have one flavor, and if you cook them for a long time, they have another flavor.
Artichokes contain a compound that's called cinerin. And it's got this weird capacity of turning everything that you taste afterwards sweet. But it's also heat volatile. So if you cook artichokes very briefly, you get that artichoke reaction where you drink a glass of water and the water tastes sweet.
Right. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
In those cases, I think it's great to pair it with as many big flavors as you can. Pair them with black olives and lots of garlic and mm-hmm. lemon and, mm-hmm. Really build it up. But if you cook it for longer at a low heat, what happens as it simmers is that cinerin starts to vaporize. It goes away, and what's left behind is sweet, but not that kind of metallic sweetness. And so it's a much more subtle flavor that you need to, pair that with more subdued flavors, prosciutto and cream and things like that.
Do you ever eat them raw?
They're great raw. What you need to do is peel it down to the heart and then shave it very, very thinly, like on a mandolin or one of those little mm-hmm. Japanese mandolins, mm-hmm. And then toss them with some lemon juice and olive oil, shave some Parmigiano Reggiano over it. That's a really great salad.
That sounds fabulous. Hey, Russ, thank you.
Thank you.
Russ Parsons is the food editor and columnist for the Los Angeles Times and blog Daily Dish. He left us with a recipe for artichokes stuffed with ham and pine nuts, perfect for this time of year. So get it on the website, splendidtable.org.